now listening to Not a Faithful Radio, the show hosted by a faithful for the faithful, exclusively on Radio AFS.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Not a Faithful, and I'm glad y'all tuned in today. Today, a Victory Monday. Only second one of the year. I feel good. I feel amazing. Got the Sharks kicking off, or well, I guess I used to say the puck drops in an hour. So, not a victory, and a Sharks victory the next day. That's a good week. I hope everyone had a blessed week. And as always, I got a great show planned for y'all today. We're going to go ahead and break down yesterday's game, the Niners and the Bears, getting to Jimmy G's first start. And, of course, take your phone calls and texts as well. The number to call in is 646-668-8467, as it is every week. And the number to text in is 408-755-0030, as in every week. Also, if you would like to advertise your business on 9 Faithful Radio, Radio AFS has advertising packages available as little as $25 a month. Email me at ninerfaithfulradio@gmail.com for more info. So what's up? How y'all doing? I hope everyone had a blessed day. How you doing, super duper secret producer?
Oh, wonderful.
All right. So, what a day, what a day, what a mighty good day. I hope everyone enjoyed yesterday's game. I did. You were out making money. You betrayed the team.
But it's supposed to pay.
Doesn't everybody? All right. Let me see. We're going to go look. No text messages yet. All right. So, I think it was a great game. I mean, look, nobody likes five field goals. I actually was trying to find the little tidbit, but was unable to directly find it for the last time the Niners won on five field goals, or if it had ever happened. I'm sure in 71 years of football it's happened. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah.
I would think so. So, I wasn't able to find that, but we're going to go ahead and break it down. So, I remember when the game first started that I did a little checklist in my head on things I was looking for all game long. One of them was, how did Jimmy G do on third down? That's a big question. That's a quarterback down, as they say. Well, he was 10 of 18, but the last one was when he was lining up in the middle of the field to get ready for the field goal, because that's where Robbie Gould said he likes it. It was weird, too. Do sound check. We're good?
Yeah.
Okay. He was oddly specific. He said it specifically, he likes game-winning kicks lined up in the middle of the field. If you go to Niners.com and listen to the interview. Or I guess that would be more of a press conference. Yeah, press conference. So, the last one doesn't really count, per se. I mean, it counts, technically. But they were clearly just running out the clock and lining it up. Using that last time out really hurt, because I think they would have liked to probably call a timeout with about 4 seconds, what ended up being left on the clock. They snapped the ball, I believe, at 16 seconds. Or no, it was 12, I believe. I'll go ahead and look it up. But this is what got me. So, now, unfortunately, I got a little bit of a late start today. So, I won't be able to do down-by-down breakdown of third down, but of third down and long, which is considered 6+, he was 4 of 7. So, that's amazing in itself. But to be essentially 10 of 17, that's amazing. I think Niner fans will take that all day, every day. Now, this was the most attempts since 2009 against the Saints. So, or sorry, 2005 against the Saints. 07, sorry, 07. Why am I reading this all weird? Most since 07, and it was 10 of 19 versus the Saints. So that tells you the type of territory Jimmy G was in. Now, that to me was very impressive in itself. I mean, 10 of 19. I mean, 10 of 17, essentially. That's crazy. Now, Marquise Goodwin, he's a little interesting piece going into the off season, because I think before essentially the last three games, we would say he's off the team. No question. Thanks, but no thanks. But the last couple weeks, I mean, how much respect did he earn by playing mere hours after his wife had a miscarriage? I mean, he deserves major props for that. That was putting the team first. Then you add into the fact that he had a good performance against the Giants, and also yesterday he was caught 8 of 8 targets for 99 yards, had 3 receptions on third down, all converting first downs. And I mean, some of them were long. So, I mean, he has shown the ability to make some contested catches and jumping in the air catches. Now, he did have a penalty. It actually was a situation where it was back-to-back penalties with him and Kittle. We'll get into that specifically later. But he has come through in the clutch, kind of. And with an accurate quarterback and a good quarterback, you know, could he be – could Jimmy G make him better? Could Jimmy G make him – into a receiver. Wow. Could he make him, I don't think he'd be a number two, but a number three or a number four. Good for a couple plays a game. I don't think that's the worst thing in the entire world. Now, Trent Taylor as well. See, Trent Taylor had that. People are saying that's just an incredible play by Bobby Wagner. I say, ooh, a candy cane. I say, you know what, Trent Taylor's stronger. Bobby Wagner doesn't make that play. But I like Trent Taylor. I don't want to get rid of him. I don't, because he can separate real well out of the slot. You know, he's quick. Great cutting ability. I mean, clearly, you saw Garoppolo has a rapport with him. I mean, he targeted him six times. He caught all six balls, and five of them were on third down. And each time he hit him, he was converted. So, I mean, literally, half of our conversions went to Trent Taylor yesterday. And between Marcus Goodwin and Trent Taylor, it was 80% of our conversions. Not 80% of our on third downs, but 80% of the ones we converted. I'm not necessarily saying Trent Taylor is a great slot receiver and he's going to be Amendola or, you know, Edelman or, you know, a player of that stature. But you add in the fact that he's done a pretty okay job as a punt returner. You know, he has had his fumbles. But he's done okay as a punt returner. And he had the flu yesterday, was puking all morning, and balled out and had the best game of his career. He's a gamer. And for us Giants fans, you know who that's going to be a big shout-out to. Big shout-out to Kruk and Kite. But it was such a weird game because, you know, we really dominated that game statistically. You know, statistically, we really dominated that game. I mean, we outgained them 388-147 total. Like, that 147 yards total in offense. They ran 36 plays, according to what was said on the post game. Now, actually, I'll be able to tell you right now, officially from the Niners website, it just came out. The defense played 37 plays. So they gained 147 yards on 37 plays, and the offense played 75 plays. So I have 73 written right here. Reuben Foster, let me find him. Played 100% of the snaps. So that's his fourth game in a row, third game in a row. So hopefully, knock on wood, all the missing game injury problems are behind him for this year. Hopefully, obviously, his whole career, but I doubt. I mean, it's possible he can never miss a game for the rest of his career, but highly unlikely. So, Doomerville, it seemed like he played a lot more yesterday. He played 38, okay, only 14 snaps. So it must have been he was really productive on his snaps. Because it seemed like they called his name a fair amount of times yesterday. So, Kyle Juszczyk played a season-high 40 snaps on Sunday. So we were able to run the ball 34 times, so our fullback should be in the game. We had Trent Brown and Adrian Colbert back in the lineup. He's played every snap on defense and offense, so that's great. Marsh, who had that sack, or strip sack, actually, played 11? Yeah, 11 snaps. Tank Carradine was a healthy scratch. Leisure Duzable was active and played 23 snaps. Carradine took Duzable's place, and now it was reversed this week. Witherspoon, Eric Reed, and Foster were all three others to play all 37 snaps on defense. Greg Maybin and Leon Hall were forced into action as Dante Johnson, 32 snaps, and Khalil Witherspoon. Kewan Williams, 18 snaps of the game briefly in the first half. Maybin is who the Bears scored their touchdown against. The only touchdown was against Maybin. His first play for scrimmage. So, that just became available on Niners.com. I forget what I was looking up for the snaps. I have the play-by-play, but I forget what exactly I was looking for. So if somebody's been listening and can remind me what I was supposed to be looking for, because I was continuing on while I was trying to surf, but I'm going between web pages, so I kind of lost my train of thought on that. So the defense gave up one touchdown, which is excellent. I mean, we played another game that we could, you know, we played a game where we should have won the game, and lo and behold, despite only 5 field goals, we found a way to win it. I mean, the defense, you know, we've seen that game before. Seattle, Arizona, you know, we've seen that type of game before. Well, at least the first Seattle game and the first Arizona game. We've seen that game before. And, you know, we obviously had won those type of games. So was that all Jimmy Garoppolo? No, I'm not going to think that. But is it okay to say he had a big part? Sure. The defensive players talked about how it juiced them up, knowing that you're playing for the guy who's probably going to be our franchise quarterback going forward. So, for how long? I would say Jimmy G will be signed to whatever his long-term contract is signed. I'm assuming sometime in the offseason in 2019 or during the season next year. It'll coincide, probably pretty close to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's contract. And, for example, if they got 4 years left on their contract, he'll probably sign for 4 years. I could see that, and then kind of going forward, being like, we going forward and being like, if we re-sign Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, which I'm assuming we would, all Niner fans are hoping that they do. Oh, apparently we're fourth-rated show on the network. Woohoo, we're number four. But you wanted that one?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I thought both corn dogs were for me.
No, one was partially eaten because I was eating it.
I'm sorry. Do you want the rest?
Yeah, and you ate the ketchup too. What's the point of a corn dog with no ketchup?
I'm sorry. Can I get back to the show now? So, Super Duper producer is mad at me because I ate most of this corn dog and I thought she was giving it to me. So, it's kind of a distracted show today. But anyway, so, I mean, you just look at some of the numbers. I mean, we dominated 75 plays to 37 plays. You know, the last one play didn't really count. D only gave up one touchdown. Ruben had 7 solo tackles. I'm sorry, apparently the refs are blind as hell. And, ooh, that looks delicious. Do you have another one? What else is in that box? Okay, let me get some of it. So, basically, great Niner game. There was a block in the back on a special teams touchdown. So, that wasn't called because apparently pushing somebody in the back is only illegal when a Niner does it. I wasn't aware of this, but okay. The one knock I have on Jimmy G is he missed 2 players open in the end zone. Kendrick Bourne and Lewis Murphy. So it wasn't a perfect game. Ooh, you want me to love you forever and ever and ever? Make me a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Okay, we'll get some later. But that's a knock. He didn't play a perfect game. But he was 26 of 37, 293, 70% completion percent. When he wasn't pressured, he completed 95. He had a passer rating. Ooh, yeah, mayonnaise, too. That doesn't sound bomb. A passer rating of 95.7. So that's actually pretty damn good. It was the most ever by a Niner making his first career start for the Niners. That is, he led the 14-play, 81-yard game-winning drive. So, very Tom Brady-esque in the sense that I think what gets overlooked with Tom Brady and when you break down and people want to say, oh, you know, five rings, but when you break it down, look, Brady could, in 2 of his Super Bowls, right, all he had to do was march down and kick a field goal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, that's my whole thing about it. Well, that's going to be delicious. But, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't score any touchdowns. And I think any negative things that I've heard is with that. But I think that's going to come with time and weapons. Because if you essentially think about it,
if I make you a salad, I'm not having any chicken.
I'll get you some chicken. Please?
I'm hungry, TJ.
Hey.
No.
You have the chicken.
No, you ate most of the corn dog.
I'll buy you a corn dog. Cross my heart.
I want some chicken, too.
Okay, don't use all of it, then. Just use a good chunk of it. Here, split it up.
No, because every time I get you get something to eat, you end up eating everything and I get nothing.
Can you make me a chicken sandwich, please?
You're getting a half a chicken sandwich so I can eat something.
Okay. You can make it mostly skin, too. You can add the skin, too. I mean, the part that you don't eat. Like the bottom and stuff, too. Sorry about that, y'all. Apparently, super duper producers, cigarette producers, want to yell at you about eating.
I go out and get lunch and radio show host eats it all.
So, anyway, you realize this is probably why our ratings suck now, right?
Not me.
Yeah, it's because of you. It's all your fault. You know that? Nothing's ever your fault.
Nope.
It's all my fault, right?
Yeah.
Everything's my fault. Everything. All your problems. See, this is a good amount.
Because you're eating on air. Do it that way.
Yeah, but they can't tell. So, we got about half an hour left of this show. And people don't want to message me back. People are so complicated. But that's okay. Oh, also, the league needs to look into the fact that the reason that Lewis Murphy catch wasn't called a catch was because there wasn't a camera angle that showed that the ball didn't hit the ground. Because it's not a prime time game. It's not, you know. And I don't think that's fair. I mean, if the reason the salary cap was put in was so everything could be, and they want to make all this stuff fair, so Lewis Murphy doesn't deserve to have a catch called a catch because he's not playing on a prime time team. I mean, if I'm the NFL, I'm kind of embarrassed about this. What do you think?
Yeah.
That was delicious. Wow. Maybe that's what we'll have for dinner. Yeah? Let's get some Popeye's chicken. Yeah, that's what I want for dinner. Okay, yeah. We'll get Popeye's dinner and make sandwiches out of it. Because that was delicious. So, but that kind of sucked. I thought that deserved a note. I don't think anybody's listening live. If you're listening live, please call in. I'll get you a ticket to a game. I'll get you a ticket to a game. If you're listening live right now and you call in, we'll give you 3:45 to call in. And if you're listening live and call in, we'll get you a ticket to a game. I have
ways to get in the games. And there's a reason I've been to 3 games this year and ain't paid for one. Right?
Yeah.
And I pretty much got to choose. Well, I guess I technically didn't get to choose. I only got to choose one of them. But it's okay because one of the two that I didn't choose, well, actually, both of the ones that I didn't choose are ones that I would have wanted to gone to anyway. But we move on. So, now to get to some of the negative things, we were 0-5 in the red zone. So, I think what you're starting to see, or what you at least saw yesterday, is what John Lynch had came out and said when he was talking about George Kittle, who, let's admit, has hit some type of rookie wall. So, but I still think he's going to be a good player. Is he Vernon Davis? God, let's hope not. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I loved Vernon when he was on the Niners. And, you know, just to me, I've always kind of felt Vernon was kind of overhyped. I mean, yeah, he got the catch 3. So, you know, that makes him somewhat of a legend just because that play will always be part of Niner history. But if you look at where he was drafted, then, well, maybe you could make an argument that Mike Patrick Willis, the prime of his career was spent on a lot of bad Niner teams, a lot of bad offensively Niner teams. So that should always be noted, you know. But Jimmy Garoppolo, we almost had a touchdown pass, but almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. So, now the O-line gave up 2 sacks and 5 quarterback hits. But one of those sacks was on Jimmy G, because I think he had, I believe it was Houston for Chicago. And I think he underestimated his offensive or his athletic ability and thought he could duck under, and he just swallowed him up and tackled him. But I think with more experience, Jimmy G just throws the ball away there. I think with more experience, he just, you know, throws the ball away and lives for another down. But, isn't it funny? This is how statistics can be funny. The Niners, special teams-wise, before yesterday, had given up 69 yards all season. They almost had that totaled on 1 punt return. So, that tells you that statistics are fickle. One game can make them look really, really good, or the opposite, really, really bad. Fickle. Mary, super duper producer, secret producer. Cast some bagel. Now, obviously not the rest of it, but I really appreciate it. Let me just show you.
Do your show.
Yeah. If you can't tell, I'm kind of a fat butt. I'm a kind of a fat ass. I like to eat. Ooh. I want some ice cream now. That just sounds good. Which means it's horrible for you. Right? If it tastes good, it must be bad for you. But that's much improved from CJ Beathard. And I think that how I want to put this. I think that's part of what you're going to see with Jimmy Garoppolo is he made quick decisions, you know, and that helps any struggling offensive line, you know. That's the thing is, there's a reason why Tom Brady looks this good at 40. You really want to know what it is? Because he didn't break his back like Joe. You know what I'm saying? Look, Joe doesn't break his back. How great do you think he looks at 40? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's really seriously think that. Brady had that 1 year that he had that knee injury. But Brady's been relatively healthy his whole career. I'm not, hey, that's not, you know, Tom Brady's fault. Nor is it, do I think it's Joe Montana's fault that he got his back broken. You know what I'm saying? Sure. But let's be realistic. Let's see how great, you know, Brady plays at 40 with a broken back. Or however old Joe was when he retired. You see what I'm saying? And so one of those, you know, he was hit out of bounds on a late hit. It was good to see his teammates, you know, flying to have his back. You know, like, don't hurt my quarterback. So you can't let people take shots at your quarterback. No. Not necessarily say you got to start throwing punches, but, you know, that's one thing that's awesome about football is that, and why I think football treats fights so harshly is because it's the most physical sport out there, or one of the most physical sports. You know what I'm saying? If I really want to fight you that bad, I'm just going to bury you in the ground the next play, you know? Especially if you're an O lineman or a tight end. But save that other half for me, babe.
I'm eating all my bagels.
No.
You already ate the potatoes.
You can have the rest.
I don't want the rest. You can have
it. Okay, but let me have some of the bagel. Let me have the rest of that bagel.
No. That part.
Okay, can I get part of that part?
You get half of this part.
Okay. Can I get it now?
No. Do your show.
I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the O-line.
What about the O-line?
The fact that it's up to Jimmy Garoppolo to protect himself, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So, 3.2 yards per play is what we got there, or had yesterday. That is the most, except for the Yams game. So that's pretty impressive. So you see, I think you see yesterday what you wanted to see. if you're a Niners fan. Now, those who are in the camp of tanking, and, you know, we want to lose every game possible because, you know, we want a better draft pick, they probably aren't all the way happy. But then, you know, nobody was going to be happy. 100% of the people were going to be weren't going to be happy no matter what, because we were either going to win or lose. Or, but I think 8 penalties is too much. We're going to get a little into the self-inflicted wounds in a second. The time of possession was 38-47 to 31-13. That's great. You know, that's a good time of possession. I think that I would feel safe to say we stuck to pretty my keys to victory pretty well this week. I mean, for you those who don't know, I'll go ahead and go to Sports Elite, or no, Sports. Advanced. Oh, okay. Apparently I can't do it because I don't have the right privacy settings or something. I don't know. But Niners got 2 sacks from Marsh and Elvis Dumervil. Carlos Hyde didn't have a great day. He was 17 carries for 54 yards. Neither did Matt Breida, 12 carries on 45 yards. But we only had 19 carries on us for 62 yards versus we had 34 carries for 110 yards. Garoppolo did fumble a snap. The Bears did complete 50% of third downs. They're 5 for 10. But they had 3 3 and outs versus none for us. And we had only two punts all game. We had 0 3 and outs. That's great, bro. That means, like, literally we had no – so we at least theoretically every possession had at least one first down. You know, we didn't have any 3 and outs. So – I think as a Niner fan, I'm happy. If Kyle Shanahan, as of today, now this could all change if he throws 6 picks next week. You know what I'm saying? But as it stands right now, if the Niners came out and said, we're franchising Jimmy Garoppolo for next year to give him, you know, all next year, you know, to show what he can do and stuff like that. And I think you find hard-pressed to believe that you'd be hard-pressed to believe a Niner fan could go against that. Now, maybe you might argue that they should draft another quarterback or, you know, all that type of stuff. But I don't think anybody's just super opposed, oh, my God, it's horrible, don't sign Jimmy G. So the people would say, okay, well, why didn't they score any touchdowns? Huh. That is an issue. You know, it would have been nice to at least score one, you know. But things like this. First drive, we're 2nd and goal. Holding penalty on Trent Brown. Now, Tim Ryan basically said it was bullshit. It was a bad call, but it got called. Ball goes to the 19. So it's 3rd and goal from the 19, and we get an offensive pass interference on Marquise Goodwin and an illegal block below the waist, above the waist, by Fusco. Now, we got called for that penalty a couple times in the game. I have never heard of that penalty. Have you? So I'm curious on what kind of hell call that is. I've never heard of that. But then defense. Oh, it was Elvis Dumervil, but they called it on Solomon Thomas. But offside. We had gotten off the field, but because of the offsides, it went from 3rd-and-7 to 3rd-and-2. They got the third, they got the first down and ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive. You know, it was 1st-and-8, 1st-and-10 on our 8. Kendrick Bourne gets called for a legal block above the waist. I mean, you know, all games, 2nd-and-2, the Chicago 33. Garrick Sellick, a legal block above the waist, kills a first down. 3rd-and-1, Chicago 7, false start on George Kittle. The next play, 3rd-and-5, and Chicago 12, false start on Marquise Goodwin. The ball goes back all the way to the 17th. It's 3rd-and-11, incomplete to George Kittle in the end zone. And that, you know, it's little things like that. Wow, he's going to go all the way to S. They kill drives, you know. Now, he was able to overcome some. And you saw some adversity. You know, you saw him come up with some adversity. I mean, some of those were 3rd-and-10, 3rd-and-11. You know, they had had a holding penalty. They had had some, you know, bad plays. And he was able to overcome some of that. And so, you know, NFL people were saying, look, you're going to see the talent jump off the – you're going to see the talent this guy has. You know, he's a talented quarterback. Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to win the Super Bowl. Doesn't necessarily mean he's the next coming of Joe Montana or, you know, Brady or whatever. But you're going to see talent. And, I mean, I think that Ted Robinson said it best in a couple broadcasts, is that he said, this is the best that you feel. Oh, by the way, remember how we were talking, we couldn't figure out who Cap's backup was in 2013? It was Colt McCoy. That was Cap's backup in 2013 after we traded Alex Smith. But Ted Robinson said, this is how he felt, the best he felt at the quarterback, in the quarterback room. You know, the overall room, not just an individual quarterback, just the room, you know, all quarterbacks in the organization since the Cap and Alex Smith years. And I think Niner fans would agree with that. You know, this is the best I felt about quarterbacks since Cap, Alex Smith. Just, you know, both quarterbacks or the third quarter, you know, all quarterbacks on the roster. But, I do not know that number, and I'm getting a call, so I'm going to ignore it. So it was great to see that. So that pretty much is all the notes I have on the game. Anything else you want to say about the game?
No.
You have no opinion? No nothing? You don't even care?
Oh, I care. I just couldn't watch it. So how am I supposed to comment on something?
You obviously don't care enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I think at that note, why don't you throw away the bottles and stuff and clean up, and then I'll go ahead and wrap it up. So I think we're going to go ahead and we're going to say goodbye for this week. We'll go ahead and end it about 8 minutes late or early. before we get up out of here, let me remind you, before we get out of here, I'd like to thank you all for listening to this week. Remind everybody to check out my Keys to Victory, Niners Titans, coming out Saturday. I changed the day. It's officially Saturday now. On Sports Elite. The website is in the show description. Please like Niner Faithful Radio on Facebook. Just search Niner Faithful Radio. And also follow us on Twitter at Niner Faithful R. And again, if you would like to advertise your business or whatever on Niner Faithful Radio, email me at ninerfaithfulradio@gmail.com. Thanks for everybody for listening. I'll see y'all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And with that, I say, Alvin, take it away, my daughter.